This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden and Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi on Monday sealed an agreement formally ending the U.S. combat mission in Iraq by the end of 2021, more than 18 years after U.S. troops were sent to the country. Biden and Kadhimi met in the Oval Office for their first face-to-face talks as part of a strategic dialogue between the United States and Iraq. There are currently 2,500 U.S. troops in Iraq, focusing on countering the remnants of Islamic State. The U.S. role in Iraq will shift entirely to advising and training the Iraqi military to defend itself. The senior administration official would not say how many U.S. troops would remain on the ground in Iraq for training and advising. The U.S.-Iraqi statement is also expected to detail a number of non-military agreements related to health, energy, and other matters. The U.S. plans to provide Iraq with 500,000 doses of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine under the global COVAX vaccine-sharing program. Biden said the doses should arrive in a couple of weeks. The United States will also provide $5.2 million to help fund a U.N. mission to monitor October elections in Iraq. At least 57 migrants drowned after their boat sank off Libya, the International Organization for Migration said Monday. It's the latest tragedy on the dangerous Mediterranean Sea crossing to Europe. Federico Soda, the IOM's Libya mission chief, announced the event on Twitter. He added, "Silence and inaction are inexcusable." An IOM spokeswoman said at least 20 women and 2 children were among those who drowned.